In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. We often think of Great Lent as a time of doing certain things. Preparing, obviously, praying, forgiving, sharing, worshiping, of course, fasting, and I'm sure you could come up with quite a few more. And all these comprise the various works of Great Lent, the things we do during Lent that range from helpful to essential. But it might help for a moment to remember that in the work of salvation, in the work of becoming Christ-like, it is always more proper to think first, not of what you are doing, but of what is being done to you. In reality, when it comes to eternal life, when it comes to sanctification, when it comes to growth in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus, God is the doer. You are the recipient. God is the physician. You are the patient. Lent is the season of God's action in us. Lent is the season of you receiving the greatest of gifts, which is life and life more abundantly. Lent is a place, a time of nurture, of rejuvenation, of healing, of restoration. It's a time of safety, a time of wholeness. It is our receiving the maternal, the motherly care of the church. And if the church is our mother, then God is the midwife, and each of us is the beloved infant. It says in Psalm 22, it says, "You, O God, are the one who took me from the womb and placed me safely on my mother's breast." That's what a midwife does, takes you from the womb and places you safely on the mother's breast. We say this of God in Psalm 22. God is the midwife who takes us from birth and places us safely in the nurturing care of the church for this season. And at this point in life, the baby is helpless. Now the baby has, of course, has infinite value, especially in God's eyes, and an incredible life force, yet is still 100% dependent on the care of the other. And this is us at the gates of Lent. We come not as heroes, but as infants, awaiting the nurture and comfort of God that God provides through the church. Here's two names from the book of Exodus. You may not remember the names, but you likely will remember what they did. The names are Shiphrah and Puah. Shiphrah and Puah. Not very common names nowadays, but these two women were midwives to the Hebrews under Pharaoh, when Pharaoh had ordered all the newborn boys to be killed. You had human beings under a death sentence, and these were the two midwives who were set the task of carrying out that sentence. As the story goes, Shiphrah and Puah not only did not carry out the death sentence, they ensured a safe delivery at risk to themselves. They were going to be called to account for this. They kept the babies nurtured as long as possible and then hid them from Pharaoh's men when they came a call-in. In other words, they were perfect midwives, putting babies' needs above their own safety. And together, they are an image of God's love for you. Maybe these two women, Shiphrah and Puah, should be the patron saints of Lent, midwives who made sure the newborns were safe and nurtured and allowed to grow strong. Because indeed, that is the season of Great Lent, the place where we are finally once again safe and nurtured and allowed to grow strong. And as we come to the gates of Lent, we come not primarily as doers, but as receivers. And even think of the things that we are doing. There are things we do, to be sure. But it's all about the state of our heart, our inward attitude. A doer attitude says, "I am sharing my stuff with the underprivileged." A recipient attitude says, "I am being united to my neighbor." A doer heart says, "I am spending more of my time praying." A recipient heart says, "My soul is being opened to the divine within." A doer attitude says, I am fasting. That could be from anything, whether food or screen time, whatever you're fasting from. A doer attitude says, I am fasting. A recipient attitude says, I'm being released from addiction, literally, whatever it is. A doer attitude says, I am forgiving out of the goodness of my heart. A recipient attitude says, I am being unburdened from something that keeps me from genuine paradise. For us, God is the doer. God is the physician. God is the midwife. We are the ones being nurtured and healed. We often think of Lent as a time to do certain things, and there are things to be done, to be sure, spiritual works that range from helpful to essential. But it might help at least once a day, every day, to remember that in the work of abundant life, it is always more beneficial to think not so much of what you are doing, but of what God is doing to you and in you. Amen.